At Farm to Table, we know how confusing healthcare is. We're here to simplify the healing process. We believe that healthcare should be simple. It should help people feel better. That's why we started the Table Talk podcast, to gather around the table with you, no matter where you are. We want to come and learn together and discuss a new healthcare approach that addresses the root cause of your symptoms. The journey for each person is unique, but together we can thrive.
All right. Welcome to the Table Talk podcast. I'm here with two of our fabulous pharmacists and one who has recently completed her IFMCP. So congratulations, Yay! Dr. Nicole Grams, who is now a certified functional medicine practitioner. So if you are in Wisconsin, Nicole is your girl. And then we also have Dr. Sarah Botchnoffner, who is in Montana. So Sarah, I was just saying, it's going to be like 12 degrees here this weekend. And so I'm going to feel like it's in Montana, but you're going to probably be in like the negatives or something crazy.
Yeah, they canceled hockey practice tonight because it's close to zero and then wind chills.
Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine. I'm just dreaming of the beach and trying to make it there until we get there in January and February. So, all right, well, today we are around our table talking about coaching. And so we're going to talk about health coaching a little bit because we have different programs available at Farm to Table. And some of those programs include health coaching as part of our packages. And we also include functional medicine and visit. So we're going to start off by sort of describing what those look like and the differences between the functional medicine visits and what health coaching looks like. So I'll just start by saying our functional medicine process, if patients meet with us, they go through a really detailed intake form. And that's really where we learn so much about their story and about what has led them to be in this position that they are now, why they have these symptoms, try to connect the dots between things that have happened in their timeline of their life and their circumstances that have led to where they are today. And so there's a really detailed intake form. We also do a symptom score to look at all the different symptoms that patients have. And then as we're interacting with a patient in an hour-long appointment, we're asking lots of questions about all that information that they've provided. We're also sort of coming up with our initial assessment and plan and how we might further evaluate what's going on with laboratory work. So sometimes that laboratory work includes blood tests, sometimes it includes urine tests, sometimes it's hormone testing that might be done even with saliva. So there's various types of tests. Sometimes we even do comprehensive stool testing to look a little bit deeper at the microbiome and things that might be going on there. Most of our clinical visit is formulating that plan. We also include, besides making a laboratory assessment with patients, we also talk about some nutrition things. We talk about what someone's lifestyle looks like, what kinds of foods they're eating, what kind of activity and movement they're doing, what their stress looks like. We always talk about stress on the podcast and we always talk about stress with our patients. We're talking about that. We're talking about mindfulness, lots of these things that are impacting our health. So if you haven't listened to our initial podcast back, we talked about some of the core things that are important in health and all of those things are pieces of that. So that's what those visits look like. We normally send our patients off with an initial plan. Sometimes that plan includes supplements, but sometimes it just includes, hey, let's do these labs. Let's implement some of these lifestyle changes. Sometimes it's a nutrition change, sometimes like an elimination diet or something like that to see if any of symptoms resolve. And sometimes there's a few empiric supplements. Empiric is sort of like that initial best targeted support. And then as we learn more via the lab work, we add and maybe adjust or take away things along the way. So that's what we do. And then our clinical team will follow up with our patients. Maybe it's in a month or right after their labs is the next follow-up. And then a few months after that and so on. But when we work with patients from a health package standpoint, so we have packages that are 3 months, 6 months, 12 months long, we implement health coaching in there. And so we thought that tonight we could talk about sort of why we do that. Why do we put health coaching in these packages? And why do we believe health coaching is so important and a vital piece of someone's journey to thriving? So we talk about, we want to be thriving, not just surviving. And so how do we get from point A to point B? And we really feel like health coaching is an important piece of that. So Nicole and Sarah are two amazing health coaches and that work with a lot of our patients. So I'm going to let Nicole lead off with sort of what the differences are with the health coaching visits.
Yeah. So that was an excellent explanation of the functional medicine visits. And as you probably gathered from that, we get in depth on those. We really look at the details. We figure out a plan. And that's how I often describe it in much simpler terms.
I'm never simple. You guys should know that by now.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We need both. We need both. But yeah, then the coaching visits, especially if we're working with somebody for longer term, like the 6 to 12 months that the packages are planned to be for, it gives us an opportunity to really help people from a coaching perspective to break through, like, okay, here's the plan that you set up with your provider of the nutrition, of the movement, of the sleep habits, of whatever it is that you're trying to implement. And we can take that and help you to actually make it happen in your life. So the coaching helps you kind of get through, maybe it's a mental block, or maybe it's like, I don't know how to fit this into my life. Like, we're going to have that conversation. We're going to help you build trust with yourself to be able to follow through with the plan that you have already created. So it, from the coaching visits, we're not making plans for you. We're helping you implement what you have already decided on with your provider.
Awesome. Sarah, do you want to add anything to that?
I think that's perfectly said. Like, and I think that more when you're visiting with your provider for the functional medicine visit, that is the provider kind of having this role of they're investigating, they're figuring out what your root cause is. They're kind of dialing that all in. And then we come in as the health coach and we say, how does this feel for you? Where are you at with this? They said you need to do X, Y, and Z. How realistic is that? And then like taking those thoughts and words and feelings associated with the plan and then making it all about the patient. And like, we're more like a walking with them, like a guide instead of deciding.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. The guide and the person that's really digging in and asking you to think about the circumstances and you to reflect. Like, I know I am a terrible person of like thinking about myself or introspective, like type evaluation. I just like want to get things done and move on and execute, and to like sit down and like actually think about what I feel and how I am handling something is a big lift for me. And so I know for other people, it also can be like that, where they're like, I haven't really thought about this. I'm just trying to get through the day and take care of my kids and do my job. And I don't really know what to think about this plan. And so I think these opportunities give you time to sit down and say, wow, I actually have an opinion about this. And I actually have thoughts about how I can and make these changes. And so I think just even the talking it out part, it's like having coffee with your friends. Like sometimes those are like health coaching sessions. I have a colleague she's actually a pharmaceutical rep in the area. But when I sit down with her, like she asks me all these questions about what I want to do, how things are going, like just really getting into how things are being processed. And the thing about most health coaches too is that they're not sharing their opinion most of the time, at least in how you guys are processing the coaching. So I think that's good too, because sometimes when we sit down with our friends, they tell us their opinion about it, whether we like it or not. So it's more than just that. I don't know if that was a really good example or not, but it is that time that you get to like sit and think, and that isn't always available.
Yeah. And we obviously try to bring in our unbiased opinions on things, like, okay, well, especially I think all of the coaches that are on the team are also providers. So we have a very good working knowledge of what the motivation is behind each thing we're doing. And we might, like, if you're not sure what to focus on, we might have a suggestion for you, but also we're here to help you figure out, okay, what thing seems like an easy win for you that we can just, you know, start doing that right away, or like, what would make the most impact for you? And yeah, maybe Melody told you 75 different things to do, but let's pick three, right?
Yes, I try not to give 75.
That's no, I know. It was an exaggeration. No, but it's like, what are you ready for? Sure. What aren't you ready for yet? And I have told more than one of my coaching clients, let's just throw the plan out the window for this moment right now. And what do you want to focus on first? And how can we get that moving? What would be the most impactful for you? Like, let's do that first and build trust with yourself so that you can add more things in and make it doable for you.
Yeah.
And trust with the provider too, and with the health coach. And with that, it's like you're there at your doctor's office and you're at your doctor's visit, and you're not going to be fully open with how you're feeling about this plan. I mean, your pharmacist is sitting there and they're looking at all of your labs and they're saying, because of all of this that I'm seeing, we need to do this. And the patient is like, okay, yeah. yeah, I can do that. I can do that. And then they get home and they're like, I can't do any of that. So it is, I mean, I liked your example of sitting with a friend because it is kind of like that, where they come and they're like a little more candid. There's a little less of that white coat syndrome and they mm-hmm. can be more honest with how they feel about, I really don't think I can take 5 supplements.
Right.
I maybe take 1, and like that discussion. So why can you only take 1? Why do you feel that way? Maybe we can open up that block and get them to a point where they're like, oh, okay, I can take 5. Right. That's okay.
Yeah. So speaking of blocks or like roadblocks, have there been any good examples either in your guys' life or in your patient care as a health coach that you've really seen someone overcome a really big roadblock?
I tend to take on the patients that have a lot of anxiety and stress in their lives. Mm-hmm. Not that the others don't, but I really like to focus on those myself. I think one example that I have in mind was someone who was very anxious and basically trying to control the world around her. And through the health coaching visits, like she was doing pretty good with the nutrition piece. We didn't have to really talk about that much, but the stress in her life was one of the biggest issues that you don't necessarily have time to talk about in the functional medicine visits, but we were able to dive into, okay, what's actually causing stress for you? And let's like figure out how we can work through this or shift our mindset or like come up with solutions and coping mechanisms for the stress that comes up. And she made such an improvement in such a short time. Like she just took everything and ran with it. And I was so impressed, but her levels started looking better. She started feeling significantly better because her stress was reduced. And like I said, again, like that's not something that that we have time to get as in depth on in the functional medicine visit.
Right.
Example that I was thinking of is similar. And I didn't think of it that way where I'm like, I focus more on the stress and the anxiety, but we talk about life and like what's happening and what are you most thinking about? And the patient that I'm thinking of, she had a lot of family stuff going on. And it was as if like that was so big that she was like, but, and she's a mom. So she was like, I take back seat. I can't focus on me right now because I have to focus on my son. And until like he's okay, I can't even think about doing anything for myself. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, let's dive into that and why that's coming up for you. And how can we get to a place where he's an adult now and you have to take care of your health or it's going to get worse. And so diving into those things end up coming up first. And my health coaching patients, it seems like where we got to like clean that up before you can be like, oh yeah. And it's okay that you take care of yourself.
Right. Yeah. I think so many women, I mean, not that men don't struggle with that too, but so many women I find that, you know, they come into the office and they're like describing everything that has happened in the last like 6 months to them, but it's not really to them. It's to like all these other people in their life that things have gone on and they've had to like put out fires and different things. But that was the reason why they couldn't have started working on whatever we talked about last time. I think oftentimes as the caregiver role, it tends to consume us. And certainly there's some times where that's warranted, you know, when you're taking care of a person at end of life or some severe illness and you really can't take care of yourself because they're relying on you 24/7. So we're not saying that we can take everything away with this process, but I think the majority of day-to-day stressors, sometimes just reframing how we're thinking about it, health coaching can be huge in that aspect. So, and helping people figure out what those tools, like Nicole said, of the coping and the reframing thoughts and how do we move past this thought like, oh, I have to do all of this stuff because my family expects it, to, okay, I need to do this for myself first so that I can, you know, have a full cup for being able to pour into others and in our family or community. Awesome. So as far as any other additional things that you guys want to say, sometimes I think coaching is the more important piece of the functional medicine journey, even though I'm not a coach and I always say I'm not a coach, I'm going to send my patients to you guys. But so why do you think that's true for people?
I think we all get in our own way. And we've all been that patient where we show up to the office and we're like, I really want help. And then ultimately we just want a pill that we can take and we don't actually want to take the steps. But what's stopping us from that is our thoughts about all the things that we're supposed to do. And we're in our own way. Like we go to the appointment. We actually want to make changes. We really want to feel better. And then we just take the pill, or we are like, okay, so I saw my labs. You said I needed to change my diet. I needed to move more. I needed to sleep better, whatever it is. I'll try to do that. And then we forget about it. And then your annual comes up, or your wellness check, and you're like, oh gosh, I think last year they said that I needed to do this and this. And it's like, oh, I didn't do it. So it's like the implementation of those things that are really going to change your health and change your life and make you thrive, yeah, that the health coach helps with.
For sure. Anything you want to add to that, Nicole?
I guess it's really, we've kind of said it in different ways already, but coaching allows you to kind of take a step back and assess like what reality is for you. Like it's been said already, we can go home with a list of all the things to do, but if we don't figure out how to prioritize ourselves in the process, and again, how to trust yourself in the process, because like something like an elimination diet is something that's great for a coach to be a part of, because it's so great for you to do the thing, but you have to do it the right way in order to get the results and understand what it means to reintroduce foods and what sort of things you're having. But like to be able to cut out a bunch of your normal daily, you know, food that you eat, it can be a hugely stressful thing of, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? Like, I don't think I can do this. Oh, how do I troubleshoot going to work and packing lunches? And I still have soccer practice to bring the kids to. And like, okay, well, how do you do an elimination diet if you might have to stop at a drive-thru somewhere, right? Like, is it possible to do that? Or do we really need to plan for just this period? And then we can get through that and get information and move on from there. Yeah. So like having somebody to help kind of hold your hand through that, you know, mental process, through the emotional side of it, is really, really valuable.
Yes. And I think also like prioritizing some of those things too, in those conversations, when there is a plan of, you know, 20 things that you need to do, not 75, no, I'm just kidding. But like where do you start and where do you sort of work through that process? And I think most of us as clinicians do try to give people the priority levels, but there's so much information in the functional medicine visits that sometimes the patient just can't understand. We try to write things out and document the best we can of starting this and then this and then this. But yeah, it gets overwhelming. And I think that's the piece, is having like someone to like walk you through the process is really important.
Yeah, and one thing to add on to that is the health coaches on the team have access to the records that your provider has written. So again, with us being providers ourselves, we can look through and see, okay, well, what did they mean by this? Because sometimes things get misinterpreted and you don't have to go from, oh, well, what did your doctor say 3 weeks ago when you saw them? Mm-hmm. And you have like a one page paper with two things on it. Like we can actually see everything that your provider went through and we understand what they meant, and like, okay, this is what they really wanted you to understand from this. So we can explain things differently.
That's huge, because continuity of care across the whole healthcare system is such a broken mess. In some health charts, like if someone's on Epic, they can see a lot of the hospital things. But if you've got private practices that can't afford the crazy Epic costs, like you're on all these other different charts, and your PCP, even if they do have access to the note, may not have access to the full note of a specialist, or they didn't have time to review the whole thing and in the 15 minutes. And it becomes really challenging to be a patient. And I've had patients type up like their whole health history, and I've done that myself too. And like when Maya was going through my functional medicine journey, and like bring it to the appointment and go through it, you know, right there, because they know that this all is disconnected in most cases. So having the ability for coaches to like log in and see what the patient has gone through already with the providers on our network is really important, I think, and a piece that is not available everywhere. All right. Well, you know where you can find us, but we'll say it again. It's farmtotable, PharmTotable.life. And that's LIFE. And you can find both Sarah and Nicole there as far as health coaches. And we are going to be putting together for the new year. By the time you listen to this, you have hopefully a coaching only package too, if you are also working with another healthcare provider and would like health coaching alongside those services too. We will be signing off. And so thank you so much, ladies, for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We're excited you are on your journey with us. Find us online at farmtotable.life, farm with a P, and on Instagram at farmtotableteam.